I knew a guy in high school got a toothbrush allegedly put up his butt on the
restroom.
That's
not rape, right?
With that's the not rape. House? That's just good old.
That's sodomy. That's at least. That's at least sodomy.
You're fucking. You sound like a male feminist.
That's at least sodomy.
Yeah, rape him.
When a might rape.
Now, see,
that'd be sick. If
it's
we
it's all. It's,
episode 48. Our first black guy. We ended up raping him.
It's all come back around. He thought I was gay. Then he wants me to be gay. Then he wants me by second. He just wants to rape me. This is what
we're
it
like,
comes
we're
down
like
to.
We're like the one guy from Boogie Nights who invites Mark Wahlberg into his show. He's like, jerk off me, you fucking queer. I'll fucking kick your ass.
I like how this turned into like an episode of like the movie Deliverance. Like, it's like, he's like, we're going to rape him.
He's you into the woods.
Matt kind of just went right. He was like, you ever give a good old rape?
Yeah, and then you got brought in. He sold you on that one.
That was a quick sell. if you could say good old in front of anything, I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's some bad ones I could say.
Yeah, there's
right
some
now.
Bad lynchings coming to us. But yeah. Yeah.
No, somebody approached me and was like, would you like to lynch that guy? I'd be like, whoa, man, take it easy. He came out and was like, how about a good old lynching? I'm like, that sounds great.
I like how Shane said I wish y'all could see his face because Shane will say something like, oh, when you put good old in front of something, man, I'm down for it. Then you can see him process, ooh, this is a slippery one. I got it. And then he's like, I got to write it out. I got to fucking write it out.
Right. I knew I wouldn't hate you, Satoya. I knew if I got you down here, we talked it out, had a good old talk.
Yeah.
That's funny, man.
Yeah, it is. What are we at time-wise?
We're 50 minutes.
50?
Yeah, 50.
Oh, man, look at that. But time.
That I'm going to give you a little teaser. So I'm going to try to get my friend on, too, who's in jail.
Oh, nice.
And he talked about a little male rape, dude.
Oh, no.
He said, yeah, that's...
No.
You get a lot of people who say, like, it doesn't really happen in
jail.
That
happens.
He was like, yeah, it totally does. Yeah. And there was one guy who, like... So it's like this dude was getting continuously raped, and they also... His cellie wouldn't let him shit in their cell.
Oh.
So if you're, like, if you're deemed a bitch, everyone knows you're a prison bitch, no one will let you shit in any of the toilets. So this guy had to shit down the shower drain and mash it down with his
boxers. Oh, my God.
All right, save these stories. Yeah. So I think our...
But I'm just giving you a little teaser, dude.
Yeah, hopefully our next guest or eventually is going to be Matt's good friend from prison. Yeah,
my childhood friend. Well, not my friend. Fry didn't go to prison, but he did go to prison.
Yeah.
Y'all weren't friends like that. Yeah, y'all weren't close friends.
When you're fucking complaining, at least you're not shitting down the shower drain.
And mashing it with your fucking hand. Bro, like, you gotta get, like, you get clean, you get dirty again, and you gotta get clean. You only get, like, 5 minutes in there anyway.
I was like, it's not like that, really. He's like, well, it's not that much, but I know this one guy, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, I know the worst story you've ever heard. Yeah, my uncle was a prison warden, and my cousins worked there. Like, they helped with, like, the infirmary and stuff. And in the infirmary, they would come in with, like, first off, every type of fucking AIDS.
Sure.
Because this is just...
This is where we're anally fucking.
This is like 90s...
Yeah.
Fucking...
Before the waterfalls video?
This is well before everybody stopped because of the waterfall. But like, they would like... There was this one guy who... First, and they all had diabetes at this... Like, they were fucked from just the
AIDS
shit.
AIDS and diabetes.
They had everything. And this one guy was like... He was like, he would get fucked so much... That, like, his cell was, like, it was just a revolving door of dudes going in and out. And he wasn't getting fucked, like, he was gay at that point. Like, he had fucking adopted the fucking crop top.
Yeah. What's how he's going to survive.
Shoes and shit.
That's one way to pass the time in jail.
No, he's going to survive that way.
He got AIDS. He died.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He did
not survive.
He had the worst death. Imagine, you get fucked in your butt to death.
On a steel, not even a comfortable pillowy bed, as
you
should.
From a disease.
Yeah. It's one thing getting fucked in the butt, like a comfortable like pillow top, but this is like a metal bench.
And you know what? You want to know how disrespectful this is? I bet you no one put their foot on his head as a show of compassion and romance.
We're talking to one of those guys that was fucking that was raping an AIDS guy in prison, and you were like, "Put your foot on his head." He'd be like, "Dude, what's wrong with you?"
He'd look at you. I'm not a
like,
monster.
What are you, a fucking psycho? No.
Well, if you had a life sentence, that's not a bad short ticket out. Just fuck the AIDS guy.
No,
catch
I think
the
that's
fucking
a
bug.
Shitty way out is AIDS.
Catch the bug, yeah, but it takes a good fucking 15 years off your.
Yeah, but if you got shit meds, like HIV is going
to
turn. Yeah,
back then there wasn't that many. I think that was a quick death back then.
Yeah, because it was still post Reagan America, so you weren't really access to like drugs.
I love
and
Ronald
stuff.
Reagan.
I know you do.
No, I don't give a fuck.
I know your dad. Your dad, man.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Dying of AIDS in jail is probably one of the worst ways to die.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Just catching the bug in jail and being like, I'm going to get out. I'm like, yeah, I caught the bug.
I watched 30 for 30 on Tommy. You remember the Rocky Five?
Yeah.
Was it Tommy?
Tommy Gunn. Tommy Gunn, yeah, yeah.
What's his last name?
Tom Morrison. Yeah.
Did you watch that 30 for 30?
Yep.
Oh.
And he denied having AIDS till he died, and it was so obvious.
He got AIDS, accepted that he had AIDS.
Yep.
And then started reading that he's like, they're just trying to fuck me. Because he was a heavyweight boxer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He was pretty good.
He was pretty good. He actually won the WBO world title, knocked out Razor Ruddock, who was a dude on the rise. Like, Tommy Morrison was legit, but his only problem that he was like a sexual beast, so he was one of them country boys, didn't believe in condoms, didn't believe in none of that stuff. He thought that was pussy shit. He's like, men fuck without condoms.
He was a fucking beast.
Yeah.
So
then he got AIDS, and then he was like, I don't have it.
Yeah, he literally
it was thought you were gay if you had it.
Well, he initially, when he got diagnosed with it, because he had to get blood tests for a fight.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I do have AIDS.
Yeah.
But then when he got a little older, he got a little fucking crazier.
Yeah.
His life got depressed.
He got really shitty.
Fuck.
He, really? I think he took a second test. He claimed to have taken a second test. He claimed to have took a second test. And they said, it came back negative. So I must have gotten a false positive. And then there was like all these, because I remember, because I'm a huge boxing dude, and I remember just seeing pictures of him as time would progress, because he said, I don't have AIDS, nothing's wrong with me. Yeah. So he'd still be working out feverishly and doing, so he would keep in good shape. But as the disease progressed along, he'd get more and more gaunt.
Ooh.
And skinny, but he'd show up to all these like boxing deals and take pictures with all these guys, and like, I'm here with the former champ.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like this, and like, he's skin and bone.
So we just started fighting with like featherweights and stuff.
No, he wasn't
allowed to fight.
Just dropped weight classes and started dominating.
Didn't he go to like I think he did fight though.
He did fight. He had one more fight
in like out of country, like weird.
Yeah, he won.
He was trying to do shit.
Yeah, he won.
So he was fighting with AIDS?
He started wearing black eyeliner at the end. It looked like he was black
eyeliner.
He was a weird...
That's appropriate.
He fell apart, dude.
I think he just couldn't come to grips with it. And even when he died, they tried to give some excuse. His mom eventually did say, like, it was complications from you know what.
Oh, because I think it was... On his death certificate, heart attack.
Yeah.
Because from the AIDS.
From complications. AIDS doesn't kill you. It just makes you susceptible to die from anything.
He got like a bug bite while he was in jail for drugs.
Yeah. He got a heart attack?
And the bug bite, because his immune system was shot, just fucked him up.
Jesus Christ.
And
he had no T cells.
And then his friend went over to the house to visit him, and he like saw him sitting on the couch, and he was like, what's wrong with Tommy? And his wife, who was a lunatic, was like, ah, it's a bug bite. And he looked at him, he was like, no, he's dying of AIDS. He's dying right
he's
now.
He's dying
of AIDS.
As we speak.
And he died like a day later.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, anyway, all this AIDS talk, that's a good way to end it.
Yeah. That's how you wrap it up. Wrap it up, kids.